Hi everyone, welcome to our Symphony Daily Devotionals. Today we're going to take a short little break as we typically do on Fridays and read one of the Psalms. Today we're going to read Psalm chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8. To the choir master, according to the Gittith, a Psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the work of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. All right, amen, amen. So, this psalm, Psalm chapter 8, man, this is a great psalm. This really echoes the creation narrative in Genesis. And, I really believe that this psalm is a song of praise for God restoring his creation order and mandate. And we're going to come to see that there is so much parallelism throughout Psalm 8 and Genesis 3. And so I encourage you to kind of open up your Bible, maybe go back and forth between Genesis 3 and Psalm 8, and you're going to come to see so many parallels between these two chapters. It's so encouraging to see David praising the Lord and saying, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And he closes with this as well in verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And you have to kind of imagine how David is writing this song and what's leading him through the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, how he's what he's envisioning and what he's looking at. And I can imagine him, perhaps being outside, looking at the stars, looking at the skies, looking at the work of God, the work of God's fingers. And he's looking at all of creation and he's saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? He's looking at the moon and the stars, the heavens. What is the son of man that you care for him? And that is encouraging in and of itself. The God of all creation, the God who has created the heavens and the earth and all things in between. That God is mindful of us. He's mindful of men and women like you and me. And this is God's heart for his people, for his creation. We are beautifully and wonderfully made in the image of God. And he goes on to say that this God, who is mindful of us and cares for us, also protects us. Verse 2 says, out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. This is, I really believe this is also, this is referring to Israel and the Gentile nations. The babies and infants are referring to Israel, and I believe the enemy and avenger is referring to Gentile nations, enemy nations of God. And back then, Israel was God's chosen people, and so God is protecting his people, the people of Israel, against the enemy and the avenger. And he talks about this in Matthew chapter 21, actually. In Matthew 21, verses 12 to 16, it says this, and Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise'?" And this is interesting. You know, in Psalm 8, David, I believe, is using babies and infants to refer to the people of Israel. But in Matthew 21, Jesus quotes this verse from Psalm 8. And I believe that he's actually referring to this to those who are crying out for the Messiah. And I think the babies and infants is actually referring more so to those who long for Christ. When you think about babies and infants, you know, they are desperate for care. They're desperate for spirit. They're desperate for milk. And I think in a similar way, in a spiritual sense, we long for spiritual milk. We long for the Messiah. We long for something greater. And there's this desire and desperation for something else. And as Jesus is in the temple, and as children are crying out, and as the lame and the blind are begging for healing, he's saying that out of the mouth of these people, God is preparing praise. God is going to prepare praise for the one who is the Messiah. And I think this is where we now say, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." This is where we get to praise the Lord and say, "God, we have received something greater. We have received spiritual milk and so much more. We have received salvation. We have received the blood of Christ. Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." And so like these children and the lame and the blind in the temple, we can cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Messiah." And we can praise the Messiah. We can praise Jesus for who he is. And not only do we read about how the Lord is mindful of us, the Lord protects us, but the third thing we read in Psalm 8 in verses 5 to 8 is that the Lord restores the creation order. He says that he has crowned mankind with glory and honor. He has given him dominion over the work of his hands. He has put all things under his feet. And this is going back to the creation mandate, that we should have dominion and that we should rule over all things, and we are to subdue it. And this is, you know, God restoring his creation order and mandate. You know, God wanted a life with us. That's why he created us. That's why he created mankind. That's why he created all things that we see today. It's so that he can have life with us. And God desires to restore what has been broken because of sin through the blood of Jesus. And he calls all those who want life with him to believe in Jesus Christ. Our faith in the work of Christ leads us to life with God, where we can then say and praise the Lord, saying, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." So I want to encourage us to reflect on these three things: that God is mindful of you, he cares for you, that God protects us, and that God has restored us to be in a place where we can take dominion and subdue all things that he has provided for us. And all of those things are to be done in the context of love and praise and thanksgiving. And as we do these things, we should praise the Lord always, saying, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would give us, Lord, a filling of your Holy Spirit, that in all that we do, that we can continue to give praise to you, and that we can say, O Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Lord, that we can be like the blind and the lame and the children in the temple who are saying, Hosanna, Hosanna is the Messiah. And we can continue to praise you for who you are. God, thank you, Lord, that you are mindful of us. Thank you, Lord, that you protect us and you care for us. And thank you, Lord, that you have made us kingly representatives. You have crowned us with glory and honor. You have given dominion over to us. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a gracious and merciful God. And, Lord, that you are mindful of sinners like us. And you pour out your grace and your love upon us. Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We give you praise, Father. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks again for joining us in our daily devotionals. We're going to continue on in 2 Thessalonians on Monday. So I hope you have a great weekend, and we hope to have you join us on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.